Thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger, it's heaven low.
Settles in your soul. Good morning, Jefferson. We're bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. At least bright-eyed. Sort of.
I think so.
We're here alive. We're upright. We're moving forward, as usual. Fighting the fight. Locked arm in arm, making it happen with all of you great patriots out there.
Well, that's our show for today, folks.
We're done. I love when she does stuff like that. She's awesome.
We have a great producer in Ashley.
Ashley's amazing. She's phenomenal.
She's very fun. Very fun.
She keeps Terry out of the... Well, she tries.
I try.
She tries.
Don't blame me if he gets it on a tangent.
Anyway, you can listen live at 96.5 FM.
FM.
1460 AM.
AM.
Your talk radio station, KCNR.
1460.com.
We're streaming live, podcasted and archived, and we've got some very, very exciting news.
We do?
We do.
Sweet.
Tomorrow night. At 2570 South Bonneview Road in Redding, California.
The church is to be renamed, nameless?
Yes, it shall.
Okay.
We have Chris Ann Hall, who is the foremost, in many people's opinion, expert on the Constitution.
What Constitution?
Of the United States.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Sweet.
And she is an amazing speaker, has amazing knowledge. She has a background of a constitutional attorney, but not just a constitutional attorney that has studied case law, but a constitutional attorney who's memorized the Constitution.
Memorized?
Mm-hmm. She knows it head to toe. Just an amazing speaker, the best I've ever heard. We're really excited to have her. Usually it takes a year. It's 1 year in advance to get her, but because of the fact that she is helping Jefferson with our Constitution. We did have a rollout, and we'll talk about that in a bit.
Yep.
We had a rollout last Saturday, and it was a rough draft. And basically, it was sort of testing the water. A lot of folks, we thank them all, who worked on the Constitutional Committee for approximately 2 years. And they did a great job. It was a lot of times, 3 hours every week. They worked hard on it, came up with a rough draft. But the reason that we haven't really rolled out something that's the final product yet is, number one, we need to make sure that we have everything that's legal. And again, Chris Ann and other attorneys will help us with that. And also to make sure that we understand what words mean. We're pretty excited about this. And Wynn, you want to talk a little bit about what we did last Saturday?
Oh, we met with a bunch of patriots, and it'd been planned for quite a while. We've been working on the Constitution, a committee from, gosh, what, 3 years ago?
Yes.
I think 3 years ago, when we had our huge town hall down in Live Oak. We had an assembly down there at the Church of Glad Tidings, and we had 700 plus people down there. People were invited from every county. Every single county was invited to invite people from their counties to come down to that event down in Live Oak. And then from that, we created some committees that we knew we were going to have, and the Constitution Committee was one of them. And so when we got that rolling out, people volunteered to be on specific committees that they wanted to work on that, pulled at their hearts. So we had some great patriots sign up for the Jefferson Committee, and there it began. So they started meeting, doing conference calls, and working on that committee for my understanding for about 2 years every Saturday for several hours each Saturday. So it was a strong commitment by the folks that put it together. It was a strong commitment for them to work together and to argue and debate and to have good, healthy discussion about what was to be in the Constitution. And that was just the rough draft portion of it. So they're just putting a structure together so that the rest of the counties, as have rolled out last weekend, that the counties can work on and go from, and to develop it into something much stronger and better that represents Jefferson and its sovereign citizens. Plus which, now with Chris Ann Hall, of who all the time has been in the background, we're going to be working with her. We knew this. It was just a timing issue, and the timing's perfect because we did the rollout last weekend. We got a lot of stuff done in the process, and she's going over that with us to make sure that we aren't doing anything, number one, illegal, to make sure that we're keeping everything straight, and it is actually constitutional as to what we're doing and how we're doing it and what we're putting in our Constitution, so we don't violate anything. We don't want it to be a detriment to the sovereign citizens of Jefferson. So we're trying and working very hard to make sure that we do everything as right as we can do it, and we have people from all counties have been invited to attend, and we have delegates. We have two delegates who are actually the speakers for your county. They've been brought forward by people from your working county committees. So if you're part of that, you know that. If you're not, you should get to be part of that. If you didn't know that your county had a committee, well, there you go. Your county has a working committee. So get together with them, figure it out, go to soj51.org, and the contact information is on there for your specific counties, and you can find out who to contact when the meetings are held in your local area, and move forward with that. And that's pretty much what sums it up a little bit. We're working in the process of getting it done, and we're hoping to have it done probably within the next 2 months. We're hoping that will, you know, we'll be blessed enough to get that, all the hard work put together and get it formalized as far as what we have as far as a working document and tool.
We had mentioned that the second constitutional convention would be in April. We're hoping that's when it's going to be, but a lot of it depends on how much we get done as far as making sure that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and we're doing everything in a legal fashion, and understanding what words mean, and if we want to add a word or delete a word or anything like that, we really have to understand what that means and what the procedure is going to be. But again, the folks who worked on the Constitution, God bless you all, it was a lot of hard work, they were very diligent in what they did, taking basically the 50 constitutions that we have in the United States, the state constitutions, kind of dissecting them and going through that.
And some worldwide constitutions.
And some worldwide, yeah. And the other thing that's important is that there's a lot of things in a constitution that aren't going to be answered immediately anyway. I mean, you're talking about a generalized specific, and that's not something that is double talk. It means it's generalizing the root. It's the seed. It's the root to the tree. And once we have that, then we have things called codification. We have the penal code, which stems from that. We have the codification of the state of Jefferson, as each state has their own code. We have the United States code. So there's many different things in that would enter into that. So the Constitution is the foundation for all that. I want to let everybody know that tomorrow night, Chris Ann will be teaching on the Constitution. I'm not sure what portion she's going to teach on. We got some DVDs that she sent about 2 weeks ago, and we got the DVDs in. Some of them are on the judicial, some are on some other stuff, so I'm not really sure where she's going to go. But believe me, if you're within 100 miles, you need to get in your car and drive there. It'll be first come, first get in.
Yep.
We'll fit as many people as we can in there, but the opportunity to hear someone like Chris Ann or to hear Chris Ann speak, as millions and millions do, listening to her podcast podcasted radio program, she's just an amazing person, very very captivating when she speaks. And so it's really something to where, you know, it's an event and information you don't want to miss. You want to bring your notepads. You want to take notes in the thing. And she does have DVDs. She will have those available. And I would suggest you get them. I'm not sure that we had the one DVD she's got that has I think it's 6 or 7 lessons on the Constitution. I'm not sure that's in there because I haven't really gone through her stuff, you know. So I don't know. But, I mean, that's an amazing DVD in itself. So I want to encourage as many people as we can come and hear this wonderful person speak. Again, we're very blessed to have her. Again, usually it takes a year to out ahead to book her, and she's coming here dropping everything and coming here. I think that's pretty cool. So she understands what Jefferson means to us up here. She understands what the Jefferson movement means to the Western United States, and she understands what liberty and representation means to America. So with that, what we want to do is we'll go off to our first break. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. If you want to call in, area code 530-605-4567, 605-4567, and time has come.
451.
Banner that is stained with blood and tears by men who knew that freedom must be fought for by the free and died to save a ragged flag that says, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. I'm a rattlesnake with diamonds on my back. When other men retreat, that's just the time that I attack. Because a dream that's worth defending is a dream that's bound to be a ragged flag that says, don't tread on me.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Calling all the clans together, calling all the clans together, calling all the clans together, brothers come a running. Calling south and north together, calling west and east together, calling all the clans together, brother come running. Can't afford to be a bit of sleeping. Can't you see the reaper leaping? Brothers come a running.
Good song.
Never mind. Come a running, brothers and sisters. All right, before we get started, I wanted to thank our sign sponsors. Bob has been out getting signs posted on properties throughout here in Shasta County. Specifically around the Redding area, but around through Shasta County. And I just wanted to thank the sponsors that are posting them on their properties. Dearman Pump on 273, The Cannon on 273, Valley Septic on East Side Road, Bob Hutchins on River Road, Stroop's Equipment on Turn Creek Road, Skunk Works Motorcycle on I-5, Design Time and Tile on Highway 273, Muse Trucking on Clear Creek Road, Donna Jamie and Construction on Twin View Boulevard, Leo Jones Propane on Highway 299 in Bella Vista, Solid Rock Construction on Airport Road, Donald Rolgren Firewood and up in Burnie, Mortcom Customs Sheet Metal on Clear Creek Road, Rich Morgan Holiday Ranch, Gas Point Road, Sight for Sore Eyes, Cypress Avenue, American Lock and Key, Twin View Boulevard, Klein Equipment, Round Mountain, North State Consultants Incorporated on Old Oregon Trail, Lassen Landscape, Churn Creek Road, Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 in Bella Vista. Thank you to all those sponsors. And thanks to Bob for getting it done.
Yeah, I want to also mention there is a brochure, a trifold, that was put together by Sharon Durst and Terry Giardi in El Dorado County. It's magnificent. It's called More Equals Less, Americans Restoring Representation. Very, very good. Excellent. It explains what's happened to us as far as representation. It's very well done. And Sharon Durst is providing this particular brochure at no charge, which is absolutely amazing. I would recommend that people get these brochures. They hand them out to businesses, people in your community, elected officials. And I want to give you where you can find more information. That would be for Citizens for Fair Representation at www.soj51.org. You also can go to Sharon Durst. It would be S. Durst, capital D-U-R-S-T. The U-R-S-T is lowercasing, at sojedc@gmail.com. That's Sharon Durst, S. Durst, at sojedc@gmail.com. Just a great brochure, and I just can't thank her enough for the hard work she does and the hard work that Terry G and her do, and Pat Graybeck, affectionately known to all of us who know and love them as the Triplets.
Patriotic ladies right there. They're fighters and they're doers.
And also we have something else going on here in the North State, and that is an election with most of you know.
What? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
How'd that happen?
Uh-huh. Yep. Senate District 1, Ted Gaines decided he wanted more money from the state. He needed more money, another house.
More money.
Number 13.
It's all about the money.
It is, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, he won the election for the State Board of Equalization, so he's now there, so he doesn't have to ever worry about terming out. Now he can continue his public life and continue reaping the benefits.
Oh, taking the money?
Of being a, I don't know, lightly put public servant. So as he does that, we have an election now, which we have to pay for, of course. And the two gentlemen that are in the lead and that will be running against each other is Assemblyman Brian Daly and Assemblyman
Kevin Kiley.
And, you know, the difficulty of this whole thing is the fact that, you know, you have two guys that are kind of going at it pretty good. In fact, when they did the debate, we had them. And by the way, we were told that Shasta County did have the largest number of people at the debate.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, we
did. And a full house.
When we did that, we put one on one side of the stage and one on the other because at the time there were four candidates. And it's probably a good idea that we separated Kiley and Daly, I think.
Yeah. There probably would have been some.
Well.
There could have been some punches.
I don't think they're having Christmas dinner together. So the deal is that they went ahead and they've gone at it with each other. We did a program on Sovereign Minds 3 weeks ago. Sovereign Minds, which you can go back and listen to that podcast because we archive it. And when you go back and listen to that, the first 15 minutes will probably do it for you because it sort of lays it out there. But, you know, the real deal is that we have an issue now where, you know, if one of these guys, whichever one of these guys win, the other district has to have a special election.
Of course.
Costs money. Is that free money? Is that free money?
It's government money.
It's government. So it's free money?
No, it comes from the taxpayers.
What?
Yes. Government money. It's not government money. It's taxpayer money is what it is.
That's nobody's stash?
No.
Oh.
Not from the politicians. They don't share their money.
All right. So what we're looking at then
our money that they take from us.
They certainly can spend it.
Yes, they can.
So anyway, so whoever wins out of that, there'll be an election in another district. And, you know, well, yeah, it's, good, bad, or indifferent, you know.
So then the runoff is going to be in June between these two.
It is.
And then once that happens, then whichever one wins, like you said, we're going to have another
one.
Election.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be in perpetual election mode.
We are.
So when would the next election be? Does it depend on the county?
I think in the
district, I mean.
I think there's only like a couple of years left in their term is only going to be 2 years for whoever wins in the Senate, right? Because they're going to have to go up for re-election again.
Yeah, so
right?
Whoever gets in, that's just going to be
2022, right?
Election mode all the way. And that's all they're going to be doing is running for election. They're not going to be doing any work.
Okay, well, let me get this straight then. We're paying for 1, 2, 3, possibly, elections over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
No.
Good thing that's free money, huh?
Yeah, free taxpayer money.
Man.
Coming from the taxpayers.
Unbelievable.
We freed it from the taxpayers, what we did.
Yeah, the thing I love about the Republican Party in the state of California, as we stated on Sovereign Minds 3 weeks ago, it's dead. D-E-A-D, dead, period.
D-E-D, dead.
Indeed. Indeed, dead.
It is brilliant.
And, you know, the real deal is that, you know, I just want somebody to prove us wrong. I mean, want to be proven wrong here. You got 19 assemblymen in the state assembly out of 80 that are Republicans. And Chad Mays, as many people believe, is probably going to jump ship.
But are they all truly Republican?
I don't know. Are they?
They're just running as a Republican in a blue county, and then they get it, but they're operating as the other side.
Well, either that or they're running in a red county and trying to turn it blue.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, that's one. That's certainly a good point. And I know who you're alluding to. Are you alluding to the guy who hugged Rendon? Anyways.
Any of them that are guilty.
Oh, I'm telling you. So, you know, you have that issue. All right. And then you've got in the Senate, there are 10 out of 40. So the Republican Party doesn't have any weight anyway. And a lot of them who have been swinging a long time, like our good friend Jim Nielsen, who's been swinging hard.
Does he ever connect?
I don't know. I think he terms out, though, pretty quick.
Should be benched. If he's going to keep swinging and never connects, he should be benched.
Maybe that'll be Gallagher's spot. Gallagher will probably move up the ladder. Let's make a prediction. James Gallagher will try to move into Jim Nielsen's seat. Anybody want to take bets on that?
No, I think it's probably a safe bet.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And the thing is that we get, you know, the real deal is that, you know, everybody's placating to everybody else. They can't do anything. They're very weak in doing anything. There's nothing that gets solved. People say, well, you know, that's not true. Look at they stopped this and they stopped that. Well, yeah, they did. They stopped this and they stopped that. So what they do is they stop the Democrats from hurting us more. They don't create law. They don't create a situation where what we may not want them to anyway. But the point is that they don't create anything to make our lives better other than trying to stop some of the things, a few of the things, a couple of the things.
They're constantly on the defense instead of the offense.
That the Democrats are trying to do to us. So, I mean, really and truly, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing that they've done, can do. And, you know, it's just really pretty alarming to see the state of the Republican Party in California. And I know a lot of the Republican Central Committees, a lot of the good people that are out there trying to work, can't find a solution because there is no solution. It's dead. And again, 605-4567, 605-4567, call in.
Prove him wrong.
Yeah. We're trying to be proven wrong. We want to see some facts here. We're trying to be proven wrong. You know, Steve Frank went on a radio program in K-High about 2 months ago and made the statement, you know, he's pretty well connected. And he made the statement, you know, by the time we hit 2020, the Republicans in the state of California in the assembly would be down to 15. Well, you know, they're down to 19. And again, if you throw Chad Mays in the mix, they're really down to 18. I mean, who knows, you know, and some of these guys, well, we reach across the aisle to do what? What do when you reach across the aisle? To do what? To try to stop them from hurting us more. Not to make our lives better, but to make it so it doesn't get as worse as it's going to be. 2,519 laws.
So then it's really, truly time to be offensive versus on the defense. We need to be offensive.
You think?
I can be offensive. And I'm sure there are a great many others out there that can be offensive. We could do our part.
Giving a smile.
I've got my hand on the dump button.
I won't say anything too bad.
Yeah, we won't. We know there's certain words we can use now, though, because I used one last week and you said it was okay. Right? Yeah, she's nodding. Okay.
Really? What word was that? No.
Well,
never mind.
I might bring it up depending on how passionate we get here. Anyway, folks, if you have a question or you have a comment, it's 605-4567, 605-4567.
And let's find out what's going on out in Jefferson. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what's happening out there. What are people doing? I mean, other than, you know, here in Shasta County, specifically around the Redding area where we had all the snow a month or so back, mm-hmm. everybody's cutting, burning, doing all that stuff, cleaning things up and trying to recover from the car fire. And then all the poor people down in Butte County trying to recover and do the same kind of thing, recovering from the campfire. What else are people doing? What's going on out there?
Good question.
What's really going on?
Good question.
I'm just curious or just downright nosy. What's going on? Share it with your brothers and sisters of Jefferson. What's going on? What are you doing out there?
I'll tell you what's going on. Time has come.
For 51.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
We want to make it clear we believe this much is true. All men were created with certain unalienable rights. Among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's too late to apologize. It's too late.
Maybe that's what the Republicans are saying.
Too late. I said it's too late to apologize.
Too late.
Never too late.
It's too late for them to get it together, I think.
They can apologize and correct the action. Corrective action is always a good thing. All right, we have a caller on the line. Bob, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Wynn and Terry. Hey, I had a pretty good day Friday. I was out, and most of the people that you read off that sponsor us by putting up our signs, I went back to see if they would get online with us with getting their phone in our new phone book, and every single one that I was able to contact, which is about half of that sheet, they are going to be very willing to get online with us and get in this phone book.
Are you talking about the Chamber of Commerce that we have
the
going?
The Chamber of Commerce, yeah, that's right.
Okay, good.
Well, we just had this morning.
So you folks know that you have people behind us, and it's looking better because they are so glad to hear we are moving on and up to something better.
Bob?
Good.
Bob?
Yep.
On the Chamber of Commerce, I talked to Jack Frost before we got on the radio this morning. And they are putting it together. It's not it's not something that's completely put together at this point. What it is is basically people can sign up for it, but the mechanism of the thing isn't quite done yet. It will be done. It's just not done yet. So the idea now, I just want folks to know that, you know, out there in business world, business land, that you need to, it'd be a great thing to sign up for. What the initial sign up, which is free, gives you is a listing. That's what it gives you, but there'll be other things to come, and so we're kind of keeping that until we can get that to where we have the mechanism totally in place. We want to make people understand that right now it's just a matter of signing up for it.
I explained that to them,
great,
that it would be a while before this phone book was out, that we were looking to have at least 1,000 business names to put together, to put this phone book together for the Chamber of Commerce to help promote the state of Jefferson. And I told them it could be a few months or whatever, I wasn't sure, but they were all so willing to get behind this.
Sounds good, Bob. Good job, buddy, as usual. Great job.
You guys have a great day out there, will you?
You too, partner.
Thanks, Bob.
Will do.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. The businesses that that are out there, I mean, who wouldn't want to be involved in a chamber of commerce of people that are saying California is absolutely destroying business? I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. If you have a business in California that it's not destroying, I'd like to hear from you, 605-4567, 605-4567.
Yeah, when you see the neighboring business, they got their hauling their van that they're going to be moving and whatnot, and on the back of it it says Texas or bust, it says Idaho or bust, or Nevada or bust. I mean, because they're already busted in California, so they're moving on. They're getting the heck out of Dodge. You know, they're leaving.
Well, you know, you stop and think about even what Gavin Newsom is doing now. I mean, he wants 171 new employees for DMV. Because they can't keep up with this real ID garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, now, you know, people are inconvenienced having to spend more money to have real ID so that we can have the illegals have ID.
Well, and the thing is, too, that was supposed to be done 10 years ago. 10 years. They were supposed to have had that done.
Maybe somebody has the amount of money that he wanted. I know it's in the billions, but I know it's 171 employees, and I know it was in the billions, but I don't remember how many billions he was asking
to get IDs out to...
To get people who can, yes, to get people to work for DMV so they can go ahead and do this process that they're overwhelmed with because, you know, it's absolutely crazy anyway. But I'm not sure what the money is. Also...
Well, they could trim it down. They could make it work a lot better if they just offered it in one language. It'd probably be a heck of a lot easier and then people would be able to get it done.
Also, Puerto Rico... Apparently, that sort of raised its head again that Congress is looking at Puerto Rico for becoming the 51st state. And I know that the admission of a new state or anything to do with bringing a territory or Republican or anything like that in the United States, if I'm not mistaken, Doug LaMalfa is on that committee. I thought he headed it up. I don't know for sure, but if somebody has that information to find out who's on that committee.
I remember hearing that too.
Yeah, well, he mentioned something to us up in Fall River.
Yep.
But I want to be accurate. Oh, what a shock! We want to be accurate. So, and I know Jimmy, you're out there, so he's pretty good with research. Or, you know, Red, one of you guys that do that research. If you could see if Doug LaMalfa is on that particular committee, that'd be great. I know he is, but where is he on it? Is he the chairman of that? Where is he on that?
So if Puerto Rico gets the green light to come in, don't they have to have a
red state?
They have to have a red state, don't they?
Well, yeah. And I you look at those kinds of things, and you're saying, okay, well, this is, and really and truly, you know, if we aren't, if time has come for 51 and somebody else is 51, I'd be whoop-de-doo, we're 52, man.
Yeah.
You know, yes, sir, we're 53.
Right, as long as we don't become 57, that, you know, that was the premonition that Obama had, 57 states.
That's right.
Remember that?
That's right. You say there's no more, here comes 54. Ain't no job, it's 55.
Yeah, but we don't want to keep postponing it. We want it done. And we're doing it the right way. We're doing it the legal, moral, and ethical way. We're following the rule of law, you know.
Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution?
Of the U.S. Constitution.
What's wrong with you, Wynn?
We're playing by the rules, the rules before us that the founders put together.
So are you sure?
We are.
You sure?
Positive. All these great patriots that are working on it are being very careful to make sure that we follow the rule.
Gosh, and that's why we have Chris Ann coming in.
That's right.
Gosh, you know, what
it's
a novel
all
thought.
Connected. It all works together.
You know, and when we talk about these committees, one thing I like in the counties is the way that, they all work together. I mean, that's really neat.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, you look at, you know, and one other thing, too, I want to bring up. This is sort of a sad note. There's a gentleman named Alan Romander who passed, and Alan was the glue. Many people believe the glue of Stanislaus County. He is just an impeccable man. He actually called me a little less than a week before he passed. We had a very good conversation. Actually, it was pretty one-sided. I wanted to hear what he had to say, of course. And, you know, through his labored breathing, he gave some great, great insight. And again, as he always did, great discernment. What a wonderful man. He'll be missed sorely by all of us. And, again, a real voice of reason. And
a good gentleman.
Just a wonderful man. And we mourn his passing. Mm-hmm. Norm and Georgia Brewer, we went to, Sal and I went to their memorial service at Little Country Church here in Reading. What a great couple they were. Worked hard in the Tea Party and for Jefferson for years and years and years and years. Passed within 3 months of each other. And their son, Norm Jr., wonderful young man. Norm, if you're out there, buddy, we love you. You know, we value what you do. Norm is one of those people, whenever we have a guest in, and we sure hope we see him tomorrow night.
Yep.
I know that it's a difficult time for him, but we sure hope we see him tomorrow night because he always brings up in just tremendously good questions. Very intelligent
he's
man.
He's a sharp dude.
Oh, he's a very smart
sharp.
Dude.
He very is. Sharp dude.
So, Norm, you know, we love you and hope that we do see you tomorrow night. We are really, you know, we miss your insight. We miss your insight. You're a valuable patriot for us and a good friend, and we love you. So, you know, we see people that kind of come and go with Jefferson. But, you know, what I've noticed is that the people that come in that really do something and that really bring a value seem to hang around. You know, we have a lot of people come in and maybe they want to say this or suggest things we do. And there's been a few that disrupt things, too. But the counties at this point, when we were at the convention for the rollout, and again, it's a rough draft, folks.
Right. You know, rough draft.
It's a rough draft. But when we did that, what was so great was to see the camaraderie, not only of the counties with each other, but with the counties within. In other words, you know, it's sort of like, okay, well, I know in Shasta County what we do is we have two locations in Shasta County where we have meetings. Janet Chandler, who's just incredible, and one of the main people who helped write that rough draft, has a group she has every other week in Fall River or in Burney, which gives us the east side of Shasta County, and we have a meeting every week in Reading, which gives us the west side and the central Shasta County. So with that, it's locations, not different groups. It's locations.
Because right.
Guess what, folks? We all get along.
Yeah.
Again, Alan Romander, we miss you. We love you. And, you know, I'm sure that heaven's even improved by his presence.
Amen.
So, just before we go to a break here, I want to bring up to folks again, if you're within 100 miles of Reading tomorrow night, it would probably behoove you to hop in the car and drive to see Chris Ann Hall. You're not going to get any better explanation of the Constitution or any better authority in the world. The other thing about her, she seems to have the same gift that Mark Baird has, and that is the beauty of being able to express something, reason out something, and take the complicated and break it down to even simple guys.
Like us?
Like us.
So we can understand it?
We get it.
We get it.
We get it.
And if we don't, she pounds it into us. just you and I specifically. Nobody else.
Yes, we mind.
She would just pound us.
We do mind. Anyway, okay. Well, with that, if you want to call in at 605-4567, area code 530-605-4567. We are streaming live, and we are on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, and the time has come
for 51.
Sing it with me one time now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jefferson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number 51. We believe in freedom. We even got in guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach your children to follow their hearts. Teach them right from wrong. One day this will be their land, and this will be their song, yeah.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
For many generations, a family lived upon in the land. It will soon be to the limit, united we all stand. They want to change our way of living, take away our rights. This is our home, we protect our own, now hear our battle cry. Sing it, sing it, sing it with me one time now. Hey, 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 Jefferson, hey, 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 number
51.
We believe in freedom. Believe in God and guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach your children to follow the heart. Teach them right and wrong. One day this will be their land. This will be their song.
Oh boy.
Hey.
We're back. Yes, we are.
Like a bad rash.
I guess. I also want to give a, I think we all should be praying for Monty and Patsy Carter. Patsy is, you know, she's...
got some health issues.
Has some health issues. And so we're praying for them out of Glenn County. What a great couple they are.
Oh, my gosh. Without them, Glenn County wouldn't have come into happening. Yeah.
And the thing that was so neat about Glenn County is when those two put together... the town halls there. We did two in one day. One was in Orland, and the second one was in Willows. And I think at the first one we had about 150. At the second one we had 200. That was in the same day. We actually went from Orland. We ate lunch when we were done, and then we went to Willows and did the town hall there. And Monty and Patsy are just absolutely wonderful, wonderful patriots. We love them, and our prayers go out to them. So, again, I know I've said this probably 10 times, and it may not be enough. Chrisanne Hall will be at 2570 South Bonnyview Road tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the church that shall remain nameless. Now, we're going to get to her as soon as possible. We won't be having a lot of stuff beforehand. I'd like to get her as quickly to, as close to 6 o'clock as we can. But the neat thing is that I don't know how late she'll go, but I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
Because the beauty of this thing is when you have someone
of her caliber, you're going to learn something.
Oh, man.
Yep.
You know, we're just really excited about this. But, you know, some of us will be spending some time with her today,
mm-hmm.
probably a lot of time with her today.
Yep, yep.
Going over the
rough draft.
Rough draft.
Rough draft. Rough draft.
Rough draft.
Very rough.
Uh-huh. Rough. You know, so, you know, and again, it's one of those things where we will be having another constitutional convention. We're going to try to get a little bigger place. People said, well, why wasn't there more people that came there, or why didn't you have more? Well, because we couldn't fit any more people in. We sort of had to go where we had to go. And thank you, El Dorado County. You guys were fantastic, great hosts.
They do the bang-up job
are just
every
great,
time. They always set the bar too high.
Yeah, they really do, don't they? I know. They're doing a business expo here, and I'm not sure what the date is exactly. I think it's sometime in August.
August, yeah.
Yeah, and they're doing it like the fairgrounds. But their last business expo was a blast.
Oh, my gosh. That was off the hook.
It was fun. Food was good.
All
you know,
the businesses that were there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome to see the diversity of businesses. People, you know, and everybody was happy. They were having a great time. And, you know, there was food, there was drink, there were games, there were prizes, just all kinds of stuff. And business owners got to walk around, check out each other's businesses. And then the public, same thing. The public came in, got to visit with all the business owners to see what was what offered in El Dorado and or other counties that came there to be part of it. It was great.
Yeah, and in speaking of businesses, remember it's the old saying, location, location, location. You know, as we do these events and we move on here further into 2019, I want to throw something out there. You know, if you get someplace for free, usually it isn't great.
There's a reason.
Just saying. You know, if you go and you spend some money on it, in most cases what you can do is have you can have a yard sale. I mean, I've had a couple of counties say, well, we haven't been able to do anything because we haven't got any money. Well, you know, everybody in your group's broke. Have a yard sale. I mean, if you have a yard sale and you get five people having a yard sale, and each person brings in $100, you got $500, you can rent any place.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really and truly. And then when you get there, pass the hat, recoup your money.
Right.
I mean, come on. You know, what we have to, freedom isn't free. And if everybody's looking at doing everything on the cheap.
That's what you're going to get.
That's what you're going to get. And that's, in our counties, you know, really have been good. I mean, you know, Placer's had, you know, when they've done stuff, they've done it in a good location.
Mm-hmm.
El Dorado. We always pick here in Shasta County. We're, you know, we've been at the Senior Center, the Veterans Hall,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Elks Lodge over in Red Bluff. They've had events there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really, it's you put into it, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. I mean, what's more important than our liberty and what's more important than our freedom? I mean, what's more important than that? So when you have all that sort of thing as your goal and your mission, why would you cheapen it? I mean, that's the whole thing. It's kind of like, you know, it's one of those things. Let's start thinking about how we can have events, how we can do these different things. And yes, we still need to raise money for the court case.
Absolutely.
In fact, if you want to give that address and all that good stuff, I'm sure people would like to hear that.
Oh, okay. If you want to mail check, money order, or cash, you can send it to SOJ and you can make the checks out to that as well. And it's to P.O. Box 751. P.O. Box 751, Palacedro, Palacedro, California, 96073. Or you can go online to soj51.org on our website. And when you first open the page down at the very bottom, you can check out the donation places. You can go to Facebook. You can go to, GoFundMe. I lost it there. I went brain dead for a second. It's like, skipped a beat. But you can do the GoFundMe. You can do the Facebook. What is it? Oh, man, I hate it when I go...
Are you looking for PayPal?
PayPal. Thank you.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I'm having one of those moments. Anyway, PayPal and GoFundMe for Jefferson. You can do that as well. And it's easy. You can do it as a one-time deal or you can do it as a reoccurring. We have a lot of really good patriots that do recurring. You know, they'll pay once a month on both of those, which is great. We also have other people that, you know, send check, money order, cash, you know, monthly as well. So it's good. We have people, you know, participating and sharing and doing what they can and supporting in the way they can. And if you can't physically do something, that's a great way for you to participate and show your support of Jefferson and what we're doing and how we're doing it and trying to get the sovereign state with liberty.
The business expos really are a good idea.
Yep.
And again, you know, the idea of a chamber of commerce is a very good idea. It's just a matter of getting that mechanism up and running in a way that it's going to be palatable and work. So you want to make sure that you have everything together as far as how everything is going to work in that.
And patronize those,
you know, we
patronize
can get
those Jefferson
yes,
supporters.
We can get the list going. We can get the list going of folks. Yeah. But before it's effective, we've got to make sure that we get everything done.
Correct.
You know, I mean, we didn't, you know, and that's the thing. It's sort of like, you know, when you look at something like with the court case, I mean, you know, we put together a C-4 for the payment of those funds and
right.
to have the mechanism, the bookkeeper, all the different things so we can have the correct mechanism for all
you
that.
You put the horse before the cart.
That's right. You know, we didn't say, oh, okay, here, you guys go do this, and then we'll figure out the rest of it later. So
yeah,
the deal is that – so I want people to understand that, yes, it's a good idea to be signing up for that. Yes, it's good because you'll get yourself on a list. Doesn't cost anything for you to do it. Shows you're a Jefferson supporter. People who support Jefferson will support your businesses. But once we take the next step, that's the first step, and frankly, that's a baby step.
Yeah.
Compared to what we can do here, but we need to be uniting the businesses. We need to unite the veterans. We need to unite the conservatives. We need to unite the independents and the declined estates. And we talked earlier in the program about how we have seen that the Republican Party, and nobody's called in yet about that. Maybe they'll call Nick. Nick's on next on Sovereign Minds. Maybe somebody will call Nick, you know. And but, you know, the deal is that, you know, with that, people will say, well, what about the declined estate? What about the independents? Well, you know, declined estate, basically, where's the platform? That's not good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, I get it. You know, who likes either party the way they're doing it now in California?
Well, but, maybe we should start another party.
Well, maybe. But
party on.
The people are there. Declined estate and independents. They're there. And the conservatives. I mean, you know, people in the Republican Party are fed up. Everybody in this room that's a Republican, raise your hand. Bye. We're all fed up.
Yeah.
Everybody's fed up because they don't do anything.
Yeah.
They lose at every turn, and they'll reach across the aisle to prevent one more thing happening to us. Well,
playing on the defense, well, not on the offense.
Well, they did pretty good last year. They only let 2,519 go through to hurt us.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all. So, you know.
Can you name them all?
Well, what do you want us to do? You know, I'm just one guy. Duh.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
That's right. Oh,
that was Ashley.
Yep, man. She's a bright one.
She is.
She's the brightest light in the room, especially when you and I are in the same room.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. If I'm in a room with Ashley and Wynn, I know that I'm the third part smartest person in the room. Unless
that's why they keep me in a separate room.
Well, unless Ashley has her parakeet, then I dropped her number four.
What? She got a parakeet.
But, you know, yes. That's the uh-oh. Dale Ball's coming through the door. We're in trouble now.
Uh-oh, he's going to get out.
Uh-oh, Dale Ball's here.
He's trouble.
Okay, we got Dale Ball, and we have Nick out there. That's a real problem, I'll tell you. He's got a serious face. Look at that face. That is a serious face,
and
Dale
poor
Ball.
Ashley's hand is going to be hovering over that buzzer.
Only
and
for Nick.
It tends to be for Sovereign Minds most of the time.
It's only for Nick. It won't be for Dale. Dale will be a good boy. He's very serious. Oh, my
Dale's a good boy. He's a good guy. Cool.
Well, anyway, folks, you know, we want to again encourage you to come to 2570 South Bonneview Road tomorrow night, see Chris Ann Hall. We want to encourage you to get out there and spread the word about Jefferson.
I want to encourage everybody, if you're not participating in a county committee right now, do so. Find out where they're meeting. Go to a meeting, hear what's being said, ask questions, and offer to help. I mean, it's not rocket science. We're all a bunch of simple-minded folks. We're just trying to get it done. We know it's broken.
Did you say we were simple-minded?
Yeah. You and I specifically.
Well, that's the parakeet.
But we try to keep it simple so that we can remember what we're doing and how to do it. And we have it explained well to us so that we can re-explain to others. So it's not rocket science, and we have a great foundation. The founders were brilliant when they put it together for us.
And remember, the time has come
for 51.
What you face, it's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.